Amir Hidalgo from Juncos Hollinger Racing shares how the team is working to diversify the IndyCar fan base outside of the United States. Amir, can you explain your role with Juncos Hollinger Racing and some of the duties that come within your position?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my name is Amir Hidalgo. I'm from Argentina, and I joined Juncos Hollinger Racing in February. And I'm in charge of the media, the press area, and the marketing area, especially of South America.
You're former Miss World Argentina. So how did you go from Miss World Argentina to the world of motorsports?
Well, actually, I was Miss World Argentina in 2021, but I have a bachelor's degree in communication. I have a master investigation journalist and marketing. And in Argentina, I'm a journalist, a reporter, a news anchor in a national channel here in my country. So all my things, all my background is about communication, is about marketing, and is about all the news. So it's not the background of motorsport. It's like another size of communication, and that's what Ricardo, the team owners, and Brad Hollinger, the team owners, want to give to Juncos Hollinger.
And how did you connect it to Juncos Hollinger Racing?
Last year, in November of 2022, Juncos Hollinger make an exhibition in Argentina in Termas de Río Hondo, and it was a huge exhibition where they bring the car with IndyCar. So I was the only reporter and the only news anchor that was there covering like the whole event. So I was in touch with everybody from Juncos Hollinger. And this year in February, I remember I text Ricardo by an email, and I tell him like, hey, let me know if you need any help about any South American media or press, because I know that maybe you will have Agustin over there. And when nobody knows anything about Agustin yet. And like that, we'd keep in touch. So I went there to train and to keep going with what I can do and show what I can do from my side, that it was not motorsports. So they like it. And it was like that. Yeah, really, really happy of the opportunity.
So obviously with Juncos Hollinger Racing, it has deep Argentinian roots. How does your team engage with the very passionate Argentinian fans who love the sport, obviously attend the IndyCar races, but maybe are not here in the States? So how do you guys handle that dynamic and make sure that they're engaged with all the races here in the States?
Yeah, as you say, Argentinian people, they are really, really passionate with motorsports, especially, and with soccer too. So those are the two biggest passions that we have as Argentinian. Actually, we have in contact with our fans constantly by our social media, Juncos Hollinger, in Instagram, in Facebook, in Twitter, and in YouTube. And we'll always try to involve our drivers there, Agustin and Calum Ayla, too, to the Argentinian people about videos, pictures, and lives and different things on social media. But also, we have a lot of Argentinian people going to the races. This is something that is like really, really new for IndyCar, because there are like a lot of Argentinian going to each races, and you can see the passion of all the Argentinian in those races, especially in the 500 of this year.
Yeah, and we all saw the beautiful livery that Agustin ran for the 500 that represented the Argentinian national team. Can you tell us the story behind that, and how does this create a sense of national pride within the team and with fans?
Yeah, absolutely. This was a main idea of our team owner, Ricardo Juncos, that he's Argentinian for those that doesn't know that. As an Argentinian, we won the championship, the soccer championship, world championship in Qatar in 2022, in November of 2022. So we wanted to make something special and something different for Agustin in this case, as you see this car, because it was like, let's do it. We are the winner. We are the winners on soccer, and we want to show this because both are our passions, like motorsports and soccer. So he has this idea, let's do the car. So that's why we make this beautiful car with other sponsors of BC Argentina, of AFA, that AFA is the main soccer company here in the Argentinian side. And we were like really happy, the whole team, like the Hollinger, of course, the American people and the British people and the Argentinian people, we all agree that it was an excellent idea to do it.
kind of to bring it back home, how does Juncos Hollinger connect with the Latino and Hispanic community here within Indianapolis?
Well, what Juncos Hollinger right now wants to change and to have like a different point of view of all the things that we are happening right now in motorsports. Because the thing is, like, all Latin American, they're like, it's a huge explosion right now. If you see like the records and you see all the metrics about how many people in South America, they watch the race each weekend, it's really, really amazing how it was growing up a lot. So this is what we want to continue showing to everybody. And we want all Latin Americans to be together watching this race, and who has the opportunity to go to each race, all the teams. We have different, we have another Latin American two drivers. We have Pato, that is, he's from Mexico, Agustin, of course, from Argentina. So we want to be all together in the same.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.